here. Today is Friday, April 7th, 2023. I am Kathleen Smith, author, blogger, and CEO of Bears with Apps, and you are listening to Kathleen's Corner. And this is where I get to tell you a little bit about the places that I've been, the things that I've done, the foods that I've tried, the fears that I have faced, and whatever is on my mind. It's also possible that I missed something, but hey, that's okay. And hey, today's Good Friday. So happy Good Friday to all those who celebrate it. Yay! I don't know why I added that. But okay, I don't normally do podcasts back to back. And I did one yesterday, and I didn't expect to do one today. But I really, really, really wanted to do one today about the Titanic Museum in Belfast, Northern Ireland. Why? Because I love that place. We actually went there, my husband and I, we went there last Saturday. I cannot believe that it's been almost a week since we went there to that museum. But we did, and I loved it. This is our third time, I believe, going to the Titanic Museum. And I think I learned something new every single time I go to this place, which is a good thing. You know, you go to a museum, you want to learn something new, right? I feel like everybody knows the story of the history of the Titanic and how it left England, or I think it was England or Ireland. Oh my goodness, it totally slipped my brain. But it left there to head towards New York, and everybody knows about the iceberg that it hit. Yeah, it's really a tragic story. It's a terrible story. So many lives lost because of that. And yet, thankfully, there were also lives that were saved and survived. So yeah, I do find the Titanic one of the most amazing things that I've ever learned about. It fascinates me, just everything about it. It's almost like, how do you explain that something so horrible happened to people, and yet there's that history? And I know I'm not making any sense. I'm sorry. It's just, I think about it, and you know, you probably watched the movie Titanic with Leo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet, and they did such a great job with that movie. And it's truly amazing. So here's the deal. If you are going on vacation to Northern Ireland, well, even Ireland, the Republic of Ireland, either one, because it really doesn't take that much to get there. It is a bit of a drive. If you're vacationing in the Republic of Ireland, I would say, depending on where you are, it's an hour's drive, maybe 2 hours drive, but it is worth it. If you are in Northern Ireland, shouldn't be that much of a drive for you, but it might be. And if you're staying in the Belfast area, hey, you're really, really close. So if you're visiting there, I would highly recommend visiting the Titanic Museum. It's filled with all of the history and information about the Titanic, you know, how the people boarded, all the different things that the crews had to do to take care of the ship, what happened, how they hit the iceberg, and all these different things. Shows you what the different rooms would have looked like on the Titanic. There is this sort of a ride that's there that starts at the top of the museum and it works its way down. I love that ride. I think it's really cool. It's not a roller coaster. It's really difficult to explain, but I absolutely love that thing. I feel like when we do go to the Titanic Museum, that's probably the thing that I look forward to the most. But like I said, it is filled with so much information, so much history, and they have added a couple of new things to it. I'm not going to tell you what those are because I want you to be surprised, but it's all cool. You do have to pay admission, and I would highly suggest that you go to their website and click whatever time slots are available for you. And they've got two different areas where you can eat. Obviously, they've got a you know, the shop where you could buy different things about the Titanic. And what else? There is, they do have a garage so you could park your car. It's just, it's really cool. And if you happen to be listening to this podcast and you do live in Belfast or the surrounding area, somewhere in Northern Ireland or anywhere in the Republic of Ireland, I would highly recommend you go to the Titanic Museum if you never have. And if you have, there is nothing wrong with going back. It's a great place to take your kids for them to learn about the Titanic. It's great for adults to go and learn about the Titanic. Words really can't describe this museum, and I'm like really having, I am struggling to explain this to you, but there's like all these pictures to look at. There's all this information. There's stuff about the captain. I believe he was Captain Smith, but don't quote me on that. There's just so much information on each level. Oh, and then there's one part of the museum where you stand in this, I want to say it's a box, but it's not really. Actually, it's probably shaped more like the front of the ship. And I say that because I actually can't, I don't know one part of the ship from the other. I don't know if it's a, what they're called. So it, I guess it looks like the front of the ship. And the pictures that surround you, and it moves, it goes from the lower level all the way up to the deck. And it's actually pretty cool to watch. It's slow motion. You kind of feel like you're there, which is really, really, really cool. Probably one of the reasons why I like that one so much too. But it just takes you into Titanic. And that's kind of a cool experience. So I would say overall, the Titanic Museum is worth it. And in all honesty, I don't know how much we paid for the tickets. My husband took care of it on his phone. You could take it, you could do it on your phone, you could do it on your iPad, you could do it on your computer, whatever. Just make sure you get your time slot for whatever day you want to go or whatever day is available. You won't be sorry. I don't think you will be sorry for visiting the Titanic Museum, especially if you are very interested in the Titanic and, you know, all things Titanic, or maybe if you're a Titanic buff. I don't know. I just know that it's a really good museum to go to. You know, you could even make it a date if you wanted to. I mean, it's kind of a, it's a really sad thing what happened to the people, but it's very informative. By the time my husband and I were ready to leave, the line to get in was, it was long, but then that, you know, the people slowly went in and it was all fine. But I can't tell you enough good about this museum. I mean, I did go 3 times, so that's got to tell you something. And yeah, if you like history, if you like the Titanic, if you've never heard of the Titanic, if you're curious what it is, or just all that and above, it's worth going to. It's just, it'll give you something new to learn. It might give you something old to learn, if that makes any sense. And sorry, I'm trying not to babble. I am just excited about the Titanic Museum, and I'm excited to be able to do a podcast about it again. The last time I did a podcast about the Titanic was a couple of years ago. It's very well, I might have done a blog about it, but I don't think so. I think it was just a podcast. You know, it's just one of those things where you go to the museum, you're thankful that you could go to the museum and look around and absorb all the information and think, wow, I just can't believe that happened after all these years. It's like, wow, there was this really cool looking ship. It tried to make its way to New York. It couldn't because it, well, the ship basically was going really fast and they did not have enough time to slow it down before it hit that iceberg. There's a whole bunch of different reasons why. It's really sad. And there's just so many lives that got lost and probably lessons to be learned as well. I just know that I have a fascination with the Titanic. and just all about it. And I'm just always in amazement about it. So you might have the same feelings. You may not. I don't know. So like I said, if you know about the Titanic, you will enjoy this museum. If you've never heard of the Titanic, it's a good place to go, this museum, to learn about it. I mean, besides for the fact that you could probably Google it, but going to this museum in Belfast, it will be much, much better than Googling it. And yeah, I'm sorry if I babbled too much. Sometimes I feel like no words can do something justice, and yet I'm trying to give it the right words. I just know that I'm grateful that I got to go with my husband last Saturday to the Titanic Museum in Belfast. We got to walk around it. We got to read all the different things. I feel like my mind was blown away again. I don't know if it was a good way or a bad way, but I thought it was well worth it. And I hope you think it's well worth it if you're able to go to the Titanic Museum in Belfast, Northern Ireland. If you're able to go to it, let me know what you think. I mean, you may like it, you may not like it. I think you're going to like it, but, you know, I don't know your taste in things, but I do think that this is worth it. And I should probably stop babbling. I'm going over 10 minutes now. So once again, the Titanic Museum in Belfast, Northern Ireland. I think it's a must to do when you're in Belfast, or if you're visiting there on vacation, or if you live there. You know, you might learn something that you didn't know before about the Titanic, and that's a good thing. So, yeah. Thank you so very much for listening to my podcast today. I really appreciate it about the Titanic, and I am going to do this really, really fast, the next part. So, I'm on Twitter. If you would like to follow me on Twitter, please do. My handle is @SRKBear. I have a YouTube channel, Kat and Smith. That's KatAndSmith. I have like 170 videos and shorts that you could watch. Check them all out. See if you like any of them. And if you would like to subscribe to my YouTube channel, please feel free. I would love that. And I appreciate everybody who does that. Yeah, I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on Facebook, I'm everywhere on social media because of all the things that I do. My books are out there for you to read. They're both memoirs. You can find them actually on my blog, which is kathleensmith.org. I have lots and lots and lots of blogs for you to read. A lot of them are travel, some of them are personal. But my books do have their own page on my blog. And then I do have my own business. Yes, it is called Bears with Apps. It's called that because I absolutely love bears and we make apps. We literally have an app for everybody in your family. So if you would be willing to go to bearswithapps.com, you will find every single one of our apps. We've got quizzes. We've got stuff for spelling. We have stuff for learning how to write. We have stuff for math. And we have stuff for toddlers. So literally everything for everyone in your family. And if you don't like any of our apps after you've gotten them, you can return them. I never like it when people return our apps. But if it's not what you thought it was, then you can return it. Everybody wins. Well, actually, not everybody wins. If you return them, I don't win. If you like them and keep them, then everybody wins. So there you go. There's that. Okay. I don't know if there's anything else. It's very easy to find me. If you like this podcast, that is awesome. And I would love it if you would follow me at Kathleen's Corner. And I have so many other podcasts that you could listen to as well. So I want to thank you so very much for listening to today's podcast on Kathleen's Corner about the Titanic Museum in Belfast, Northern Ireland. And if you are celebrating Good Friday tonight, I hope you enjoy your celebration. And I will be back when I'm back, probably Monday, not sure. In the meantime, wherever you are in this world, I hope you have a good morning, a good afternoon, or a good night. And like I said, I will be back when I'm back. Bye-bye, and thank you.